بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم. This is the last hadith of sabr in this chapter. And as we have learned, that sabr is a very great quality and it does not just come naturally in a person. A person has to make effort for all good qualities. For bad qualities, a person has to make no effort whatsoever. If a person wants to be dirty, he doesn't have to bring dirt and throw on himself. He just does not bath, doesn't clean himself, doesn't wear clean clothes, and automatically he will become dirty. Just like that, spiritual diseases also. They come in a person, you just leave yourself as you are, and all the spiritual diseases will come in a person. To remove them, a person must make effort. Then this will go out. So being na sabra, not having sabr, it just comes in a person. To have the quality of sabr, effort is required. And unless and until a person makes that effort, until then sabr will not come. Buzurgs, ulama have written very beautifully that there are four conditions of a person. The one is that when there are good conditions, he obeys Allah Ta'ala, he's regular with his namaz, etc. When difficult conditions come, he can't make sabr. He did not learn to make sabr. So then he turns away from Allah Ta'ala. He turns away from the masjid, etc. Then there are those others, when difficult conditions come upon them, they do make sabr, they turn to Allah, they beg of Allah for His forgiveness, and then they come on to righteousness, and then when good conditions come to them, then they forget Allah Ta'ala again. Then they forget the difficulties they were in. Then there are those people, good conditions, bad conditions, they don't turn to Allah in either condition. They are away from Allah Ta'ala. And then there are those people in good conditions, they turn to Allah. And even when difficult and hard conditions come, they have the quality of sabr, they still turn to Allah. They remain loyal to Allah all the time. It is only this category that is totally successful. So to learn sabr is an absolute essential necessity, that a person brings the quality of sabr within himself. Otherwise, any difficulty comes, some trauma, some robbery, crime, anything, and a person turns away from Allah, and many times he goes in the complete opposite direction from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Abu Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي بَعْضِ أَيَّامِهِ الَّتِي لَقِيَ فِيهَا الْعَدُوُ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during the time when he met the enemy in the battlefield, at that time he said this, which is a difficult condition. When a person is going to fight the enemy, war is going to take place, and the enemy is in front of one. At that time, intazara hatta idha malati shams. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not go to war immediately. He did not attack the enemy immediately, but he waited for the sun to decline. That is from the zenith, the zawal time. After the sun had passed that position, and it was going now towards the afternoon, then he at that time he stood up amongst the people and he first gave a talk of encouragement. As we will read further, and the explanation will come, that why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam delay the attack, and why did he wait till the sun passed the zenith. Then anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam qama fihim. He stood up amongst them and then he delivered the speech and advice, gave this advice to the people. فقال يا أيها الناس, and he said, O people, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Do not have desire to meet the enemy. In other words, don't wait. This explanation will also come more in detail. Don't wait to meet for hard conditions. Yeah, to meet the enemy is a difficult and hard condition. And our worst enemy is our nafs, who is telling us of evil all the time. So do not hope and wait for difficult conditions. Don't desire on yourselves hard conditions. There are some people who sometimes wish that difficulties come upon us. The person should not, no matter how strong he is in Iman also, he must not have the hope that and desire that difficult conditions must come on him. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ. But instead of that, ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyah, well-being, that Allah makes it easy for us, that Allah does not test us, Allah does not put us through hard and difficult conditions. So welfare and afiyat is a great thing. The details will also come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the greatest thing to ask of Allah Ta'ala is afiyat. That we are not tested, we are not put through difficult conditions. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. But when you meet the enemy, then remain steadfast. When difficult conditions come, now don't turn your back and run away. Face them and go through them. You'll find Allah's help is waiting for you. Don't become like a coward and turn away now. Like when you meet the enemy, then you turn away. There were those people also who used to wish that jihad must be made for us upon them. And when jihad was made for us and they met the enemy, they became cowards and they turned away. So that should not be the case. So we should not ask for Allah difficult condition that I will prove myself. I will be successful. Ask for afiyat all the time. But when Allah in His wisdom and He is planning and He is absolute, He puts some difficulties of any type in front of us, then at that time we should remain steadfast. We should have sabr. And this will only come if we made the effort to make sabr. If we made our islah and we were concerned of bringing good qualities. Then further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained other valuable points in this hadith as well. May Allah give us tawfiq to make sabr and bring all the good qualities in us and remove all evil qualities from within us.